Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Tunes in your area. Was gone, baby, you hanging on. I knew them draws had power, baby, bring it on. The keys to room 222. It's pouring down the night, baby, so just make room. Looking at lingerie, she looking good and a smell from a mile away. When I get inside them drawers, I'ma taste. Then after that, I get it banging like that 808. Let's get it cracking, yeah, let's get it popping. Cause when we both start, you know ain't no more stopping. Get the baby oil, rub you down, start massaging. Call my bed, Ozzy Osbourne, let's get it rocking.
Damn, I can relate to that song, Mr. Looney Tunes. What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Honest Fire. I got my people, Secret DJ, trying to lock them in. Mr. Fly holding down ATL. What's good with you, baby?
Cooling out. You know, everything's all good down here on my end, man, on the dirty south side of things. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. Well, people won't be getting to know you tonight on the show. Let them know how they could get in contact with you. We got to have you showing off first before I get into some music. I need to get some control back. I got to hear some of my music, like, for real. I'm feeling kind of weak. Insider, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You always got to, you know what I'm saying, you know, put out that good positive vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? For real, because it always makes you, you know what I'm saying, bring yourself back up. You know what I mean?
Oh, you got to speak up. No, I want you to tell everybody about you. Like, where can they find you? Your MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can find me on MySpace.com/MileHighFly. You know what I'm saying?
That's Mile High. What does Mile High stand for? What does that mean? Is that like the Mile High Club? You doing it in airplanes and stuff like that or whatever?
Well, I ain't did that yet, you know what I'm saying?
oh, we got to get your name to be honest, like me. You can't be having Mile High and didn't, you know.
You know, I'm from the Mile High City, you know what I'm saying?
Mile High City, that's another state? That's another name or whatever? Oh, yeah, Colorado is high up and shit. I get it. I fucks with it. But like I said, I'm feeling a little weak. So, Fly, I'm going to need you to go down and scroll down the switchboard and get Honest Fire. We're controlling this so I can motivate myself to move because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'll do anything for Philly Shine. Much love, everybody. Make sure you come back. Wrong song.
They calling my name, A-Dot. You don't see them spit venom. True stories every time I tell them. My goal is to reach them. I'ma keep preaching. The police, the criminals. My mentors, I smother with feelings of abandonment. Never had a father. Mother was on lockdown. Back and forth from being.
Press stop. All right, listen. All right, we're training him. New to the X Squad DJ, my boy Fly, holding down fucking ATL, about to take over one of my nights. It's a crash course. It says, Honest Fire, we're controlling this. Huh? You found it?
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So, let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this.
To relax, I know.
want to stay calm. Just know I'm good and ready if I'm dropping my bombs. And I ain't giving them names. I'm just using my charm. And I ain't taking the blame. I wasn't using my arms. Cause all these snakes around just got me going so crazy. And we're the ones who invent it. Fuck you, pay me. They're losing these principles and becoming lazy. They're barely moving decimals and commas are maybe. My criteria only opposes a challenge to those who try to stop me, so I knock them off balance. Me, no worry about things. I coordinate damage. I send them through a detour, a change in my language. Now I knock down a wall if I can't open the door, and then send a professional to clean up the floor. And I'm aiming for my future, so I open the store. And I ain't never selling out, so you can come back for more.
Y'all know that was your girl, Honest Fire. I had to get some energy, so I put on my track. We're Controlling This, about to get centered. Check up on everybody tuning in to Philly Shine. What's good, Fly? You my co-host for tonight. Let's open up the lines. Who we going to start with?
We got 267-444 calling in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to click on Aunt L.
That's my people's king right there.
Case.
King Charles, what's good, baby? Open his mic.
Up an album you, right now.
You with me, King?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's good with you tonight?
I'm feeling fantastic. How are you?
All right, well, you chill in because I'm going to have my people's One Punch on the line, a.k.a. Simon Carr, a.k.a. that dead One Punch clothing line. He was doing it crazy up in Fashion Week in New York, and y'all see him in my picture on my default on MySpace. We do look good together. I know we're not together. No, we've never nothing. We just two sexy people posing in a picture. But we're going to get into that. Chill with us, King, and we definitely going to get into your event for the October 3rd and talk about mine for the 4th and everything else. Conceal Habitat coming soon. Fly, get to the next caller, babe.
Next caller we got up is, you still waiting for him to call in. You know what I'm saying? So
you said what?
So, you still waiting for him to call in.
All right. That's
so, so.
Now, yeah, we got him.
Yeah. You said,
We having technical difficulties, which is no problem. And then anybody, if you're listening on the line, y'all know that my phone, I'm able to connect like 6 people on my line. Actually, Simon is going to call in on my line so that we don't have any interruptions. We got to keep it consistent. Yo, I am so on autopilot. Can we play another song? I need some energy.
Yo, ain't no numbers on here.
You said what?
looking for a gummy bear that's good with his tongue tying knots in my pubic hair, ruby hair, scuba gear. When I'm bust souvenir, exit to the rear. When I'm done, lose your steer. Oh, he broke.
Oh, he
wanna eat. He like a paraplegic. He can't get on his feet. See, I'm a problem for you mathematicians. Wonder how he gonna kiss it and beat him and smash it. So he called me conceited. But I'm a tricky problem. I'm that Gucci Louis Pucci Prada. Gotta have it right now problem. Hit the club, shut it down problem. Why you still here? Don't you see that I'm a problem? I'm a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times and divide her. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times and divide her. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Boy, I'm a problem. Relax, mister. See, I ain't going this year. Just tell me how you gon' get this happy face sticker. Start off with some liquor, ended up with your bank number. No carryovers, it'll be hard for you to take from her. So tell me your position, I love long division. He like the battered chicken, nothing matters, got to have her. I got his money like who cares. He let her legs way better when they up in the air. And I ain't near sweet, he got a cheat sheet. Got to get your cash flow right before we spreadsheet. Oh, you making ends meet? Oh, I got the pussy lead. Putting back on the street, getting grinding and hustling, taking back and I'm a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times and divide her. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times and divide her. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about dead. Boy, I'm a problem. If you could solve her, see if you can add it minus times and divide her. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about that. Baby girl's a problem. Won't you see if you can solve her? See if you can add it minus times and divide her. Better yet, algebra. See if you can solve that money with your mouth fed. I'm about that. Boy, I'm a problem.
A problem right now because I can't tell y'all why. Y'all don't need to know. I'm a don't ask why. I said I can't tell you why. So if I honestly say I can't tell you why, I'm not going to tell you why. It's a secret. Just wait a minute. Just because my name's Honest don't mean I tell everything. Let me repeat this. Just because I'm honest does not mean I'm going to tell you everything. It's just when I tell you something, please believe it's the truth, okay? That's just about it. But are we going to welcome in our other caller? We see people calling in from Georgia. Shout out to 678. Open up the line, Fly. That's your people's, probably.
Yeah, it probably is my people. Let's see who it is. Oh, we got a couple.
Fly, can you talk to the phone? Put your mouth to the mouthpiece.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you clear now. Yeah, I need you to speak up. If you're not speaking up, I'm going to speak on it because we want to hear you.
Yeah, all right.
And then you, I know you said you had some poetry for us later.
Yeah, I got some too.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in the grown and sexy part. Even though this is a grown and sexy show tonight, we're talking about sexy men and women grinding and, you know what I mean, just being that, hey, be that, who that, we that. Let's get to the next caller, babe.
Next caller.
Take your phone off speaker. It never works.
We got 267971. You're in with the Philly Shine Show on the Squire. What's good?
What's good?
That is Mr. AD.
What's going on? And I got a special treat for you, Honest.
You got a treat. I love treats.
Yes, yes.
I love treats. Will a treat give me energy? Will it make me, like, perk up and shit? Because I need a percolator. It's time for the percolator on my side.
No, I'm going to put it to you like this. I got Showtime right here with me, fresh off the flight from L.A. Showtime.
What's going on, man?
What?
Yeah, just got off the plane. I actually just came from the airport. Was on a red carpet last night in Beverly Hills. Just with some the new TV shows the Fox and all got coming out with busting it up with Mekhi Phifer, Michael Strahan, Chill from Brothers. I mean it was a bunch of people. It was it was love. They showed Philly love in L.A. last night for sure.
Oh, Philly was shining in L.A. and Philly shining tonight. That is much love. Definitely you a jet setter Showtime. Keep grinding for this city. I'm glad you had L.A. warm. So meeting all those people, what you bring back from them?
What I bring back? They looking for us to come back out there, and when they come over here, they hitting us up.
Exactly.
Oh, we going to definitely... Like I said on AB show last night, I don't care who you are. I will have something for you to do. So, L.A., come to Philly. We have something for you, babe. We will come to L.A. and make work.
I'm going to put it to you like this. When we was doing the interviews in the regular room, we got every interview first. When we was on the red carpet, we was the only cast that had our own spot. You hear what I'm saying? On the red carpet. Away from TMZ, away from the E people, we had our own joint.
Your own area?
Yeah.
That is called control. But you know what? Right now, he's being modest. The Showtime has been grinding for such a long time. Y'all could definitely check out the interview when it releases on Mr. All Business. Conference TV show. He was very articulate and just told everybody like it is. He's been grinding for years and definitely getting on top. Let's go.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's definitely what it is. But, there's so much going on and fire. We always going to show continuous support with you and your movement because it's all part of this, this Philly, really picking itself up and shining for the overall agenda for what we got planned, I'm going to take on, as our leader with X Squad DJ would say, the Martin Luther King of Philadelphia. But we're going to definitely fulfill some dreams and allow other people to close their eyes just for a second to embrace the dream. So we got a whole lot moving. It's going to be so many powerful things coming up. Philly and anybody under the umbrella, Profluent, everybody. It's just a movement right now that's so powerful.
It's a conglomerate, but you know what? The true definition of conglomerate is just one big thing working with other businesses. You know what I mean? So we're all definitely a business. I'm working on getting my sponsors and everything up and more money and making more moves. It's definitely a stepping stone, but we are definitely not around no crabs. I tell you what, we say it all the time.
Yep.
I don't know, maybe I should knock on wood. Is it any wood?
Yeah,
knock on wood for sure. But AB is always a pleasure. Y'all know AB is DJ Touchtone's manager, among other things. Definitely hosted his own internet radio show last night. He took it somewhere else, and we had life skills. I mean, what made you... want to do that yesterday? Because I tell you, it was moving. It was very uplifting. I had a great time, and it was informative.
I appreciate that. And what she's talking about, guys, is the show. You can actually check the show out by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. All Business or actually call into the show at 646-716-6706. What happens is I normally do that live. I teach a life skills class at a recreation center in North Philly, Northern Liberty section of Philadelphia. But with the funding issues here in Philadelphia, some of the rec centers are going to be closed or overlap with their after-school programs and forcing other things not to happen. And I thought this was too powerful of a topic that really can just enlighten, pick somebody's motivation up, and encourage somebody to share more information with the world and with people. I said I wasn't going to let let the show go. I just decided, and I leaped out on faith and did the show. That was a debut show. That was the first time doing it live on that platform, and I was only expecting to cover 30 to 35 minutes and then go back and critique it. Well, let me tell you, we had close to 150 people call in and listen, and it was interacting, it was compelling, it was very informational, and the show ended up being 2 hours and me actually having to hang up on people. And I just say that to say that, again, it's about that crab in the basket mentality. I don't think it exists when you're under the right umbrella. You know, you could say, well, it rained too much in Seattle, or you could say it allows me to dress, you know, super fly with my rain boots, you know, my rain hat, my raincoat. So it's all about how you dress up your situation and actually take some serious stand on what you believe in and what you want to accomplish. And we ain't going to stop till we get everybody where they need to be.
I know that's right. Yep, what you're saying, and it's definitely about it. You know what I mean? I was just feeling all weak or whatever, but now I'm just got that energy. Thank you, AB. We're gonna get in there much more. You know, whatever you're doing, I'm on it. We're together the 19th at the concert, and I gotta leave early because Floyd Mayweather is fighting again. I ain't playing. My money is on him. Who won the bet? Okay.
Yeah, and I got a big announcement this Thursday. Another thing that Mr. All Business is going to put under his belt as well. So I'm going to announce that on my show this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Give him the website because they ain't going to be able to call in.
Yeah, the website is www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. All Business. That's MRALLBUSINESS. Those that want to try to call in, 646-716-6706.
All right. Much love to you, AB.
Same here. Much love.
I'm going to have some music for you, too, when I see you on Saturday. Honest Fire has been in her bag.
Yeah, and I just heard that fire again from my girl Hadonis. H is always in that bag. I love her.
H is a problem. That's my boo boo. Girl is a problem.
Yep.
Much love. Do we have any other callers, Mr. Fox?
No.
All right, well.
No.
What you say?
Not right now.
All right, cool. Well, tonight, I don't know if you guys know. Did you see my default picture on Facebook, AB?
I just muted my phone out for a second. I did not pull it up and look at it yet. I'll check it out, though.
Oh, yeah, because I'm in a picture with a boxer and also a clothing designer, Simon One Punch Carr. He's definitely on his line.
Yeah, he's
undefeated. And we are looking too sexy together. Like, we never messed around. I know everybody in my honesty box is going crazy talking about who that. Whatever, because it is an extra sexy picture. You gotta check it out. We in our bag. But I'm going to have Simon. He's going to be calling in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about his fashion line. He was just in New York for their fashion week. Huh?
I think this might be Simon right here calling in.
What number? Well, what's the first?
302312.
No. That's my people's AD. We will get it to him in 1 second. Hold on, AD. And I actually got some music from him featuring Kanye West. AD is definitely grinding on his style.
Kanye.
I know, right? But as I was saying, Simon, he just came back from New York for their fashion week. He's trying to get buyers for his clothing line. I'm trying to get patches on all my jeans so that I could promote it. Definitely big ups to him. And we have Philadelphia Fashion Week coming very soon, so we're going to get it in. I'm working out. Somebody will put me on the runway. That's that. But we're going to definitely get into that with what he has to talk about. And he's also in, I think it's Hip Hop Weekly. So he has some of his pictures featured in Hip Hop Weekly. He's definitely skilled. And it's one thing about boxing that I love. I do love UFC, but boxing is something that takes skills because you have so many rules to follow, and you just have to have that skill in order to execute. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk to him about that also because I love boxing. But I'm going to open up the line to my other callers. We're going to get into some little music. I'm going to find out where Simon's sexy ass is, and we're going to get it popping on Philly Shine. Fly, you want to grab the other caller?
Yeah. Bam, we got 302
Delaware. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is AD.
Oh, yeah. Tell him what you, just tell him what you, who you am. I know I was bigging you up, but you could big you up too, baby.
Oh, I mean, I'm AD. You'll hear about me soon.
AD, I would like to introduce you to my co-host, who you do not know. Why I wanted you to introduce yourself, honey. You might have a new listener. They might want to just get to know you, honey. But
what's up, AD?
It's my boy Fly. Yeah, Fly holding down ATL all crazy. Call him. Check out his answer machine. Google him.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, man, I'm just saying promoter, man, you know what I'm saying?
And definitely you have one of the, if not the, no, he's one of them, because it's him and Showtime. Mr. All Business is on the line, and also his longtime friend and business partner, Showtime, fresh out of L.A., doing his little red carpet stuff. Well, then, I'm going to come back to Showtime because, like I said, tonight I'm talking about sexy men and women, you know what I mean, doing their thing in this business. And I want to know what he had on. And I'm going to check out the pictures. Huh?
I need to be on that list.
Yeah, of course you're on that list. And I was going to talk to you about what you was doing because where was you just at? You was somewhere. Where'd you go? What red carpet you were on, AJ?
Hey, yo, call right back.
Well, I need to go. I'm supposed to be going this weekend. I'm supposed to be going to me and actually, Diddy's flying me down to Miami for one of his parties. So I'm gonna have, looking forward.
I can't hear you. Not speaking up. Who's flying you down?
Diddy.
Okay.
Diddy flying me down on one of his parties, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be giving like updates on Facebook and MySpace and stuff, Twitter.
And come to Philly Shine, of course.
Yeah.
Let me know what's good with you. But yeah, definitely all love to you, AD. You definitely a hardworking, grinding individual. But tell everybody where they can find your music, where they can find your YouTube right now, so they you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Give out the URL.
Yeah, it's on MySpace. You can go to ADZADZY, 123. You know what I mean? ADZ 123. I got Facebook. Just Facebook AD. Just type in Facebook at /A/ AD. Blurry Mag. You can check me out on blurrymag.com. One of the upcoming artists on there. You got everybody's on there, actually. You got like Styles P. Got a lot of artists that was on there.
All right, that's what's good. And what's the name of the project? Your CD?
Oh, yeah, Blowing Up. Yeah, that's I'm putting up, actually put that thing on hold because it's a lot of people, you know what I mean? I'm breaking in, and then, you know, I'm getting to know Wayne, and I'm like, I want to get Wayne on there, too, you know? Like,
gotta get HP on there too. What's up?
Yeah. I forgot you do spit, right? Hey, I'm back.
I do a lot, you know what I mean? I the lines get blurred in what I do, but I let everybody know whatever. I'll do it. Limitations, of course, nasty people listening.
Right.
I have some limitations. No asshole anything. It's like, no, I'm just going in joking. Trying to kill some time, like I said before. I had one punch call in or whatever.
Yeah.
We're gonna definitely.
I think I sent you some. I got some new cuts too.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. We'll get into the new cuts. King, you still there with me?
Huh?
King Charles, my homie. I think I lost King Charles.
Yeah, I'm right here, sweetheart. I'm right here. Hello, honest?
Hold on. Yes, this you, King?
Yeah, it was me.
All right, yeah, tell them about your event for the 3rd.
Well, October 3rd, we got, it's a Haitian health fair. It's not limited to Haitians, but it's limited to everybody and anybody that would like free health screenings. And it's going down at Cardinal Doherty High School, which is 201 2nd Street. It's near Godfrey Avenue. Come out there. It starts from 1 to 6, and I'm still looking for volunteers to help me out with this. It's under Art Project or something, which I created myself. It stands for Acts of Random Kindness, and I want everybody to come out and participate with this. Furthermore, like I said, I still need volunteers.
All right. 2, 6, 7, 5, 4, 9. Wait a minute. Hold on. We didn't want to talk up over King Charles. He's telling us about the Great Health Event.
Yo, hello.
Okay. Hello.
Yo.
2, 6, 7, 5, 1, 9. Welcome to Philly Sound. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, what's up? This shit is Friendly Fire Tea, South Philly. What's going on?
What's good? Thanks for calling in. What brought you to the show tonight?
Well, you know, I was on Facebook. You one of my friends on the book, and I seen, you know, y'all said y'all was on live in the air, so I figured I'd call and see, you know, what it was hitting for. Y'all doing a good job, by the way.
Thank you so much. You're sitting here just showing off Philly. The title of the show is Philly Shine. You being from Philly, you got to shine. I'm tonight, my topic is a simple one because my peoples who's in my default picture, Simon Carr, we're not messing with each other or whatever. Though
That's
your cousin?
Yes, my cousin.
That's my heart. I'm showing him off tonight. He's calling in. He's going to talk about what he was doing last week, well, this week in Fashion Week or whatever, and much other things. And we're just giving big ups to all the sexy people, men and women, doing their thing. So you being who you are, tell me, what are you doing in Philly? Like, what are you doing to big yourself up?
Well, right now, me and my team, you know what I mean, because it's about my team right now. It's Friendly Fire Cheese. You know, we right down South Philly, and we just open up a custom tea shop. You know what I mean? So, you know, we do merchandise for rappers, anybody in the business. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'm going to do a couple drinks for y'all. You know what I mean? Send them up there to y'all. But,
give everybody who's listening on the line, because we got my people, my co-hosts from ATL, got my boy AD. Definitely a banging ass artist. He's about to go to Miami with Diddy and them. Tell us all your information so that we could connect with you and be able to, you know, let me get some customized things.
All right, cool. Well, we're working on the site right now, but real quick, you know, the Facebook is Sean Shiz Williams. We right down South Philly on Point Breeze, 1425 Point Breeze Avenue, and the number is 267-519-0181. Friendly Fire Cheese. We can do whatever. Anything
that's
you
want on the show. Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. Well, yeah. You just definitely chill for a minute. We're going to have your cousin come in or whatever. But I want to hear some more music. Of course.
Yo, because, you know, we do that too. How can I get my stuff played? Like maybe on the next show or something. Just we'll send y'all something.
Email me. HonestFire@gmail.com. MyName@gmail.com, and I got you. We got to, just like AB said earlier, I don't mess with nobody on that crab mentality. Everybody who's on my conglomerate, I need the same umbrella with me. We all help each other. So I'm a part. Let me tell you a little bit more about myself.
Right.
I'm an artist. I'm also a host. I throw parties in the city. And I'm also the spoker and a representative for X Squad DJs, which is a national squad of DJs working all over America. So if you want to get down, you're not only going to have your music played with me, but with other DJs working in clubs in ATL, Detroit, Alabama, Arizona, D.C., we going in hard.
Sounds good.
I got, yeah, fly is definitely holding down the clubs in ATL. Get them, baby.
Make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? You know what I'm saying? Check the move, man. My homegirl, Action, man, she's going to be in town. She's going to be in Philadelphia for the next couple weeks or so, man. She's going to be... Actually, she's on the way up there right now as we speak. She's going to be there for about 2 weeks, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah, I got wide open arms for her. We're going to get her busy, help her out with whatever she needs, and definitely keep it moving, keep entertaining. But I'm trying to have some fun here. One of my tracks called Here for a Good Time. I'm going to grab your cousin. I got to get Simon because I don't know. I got to do a photo shoot with him. I want to do a photo shoot where I'm just ripping his muscular ass up. Like, come here. You know what I mean? I think that would be creative. You know what I mean? I'm all soft and stuff, and there's his muscles and everything and what he got, whatever, underneath that flag. I don't know. But we're gonna take it there. But you got the track, Fly, Honest Fighter, Here for a Good Time, a good time.
Yeah, I got you on deck. We got another call in on deck also, you know what I'm saying?
All right, well, yeah, I'm gonna be courteous, and we'll open up that caller. Wait, hold on, stop the music. All right, we're gonna open up the caller first, so that way I don't have anybody just sitting on hold, because there may be somebody important. Shout out to new caller for me, Fly.
My bad, new caller. We're gonna get you on deck right now, man, you know what I'm saying? 215-908. Live on air right now. What's
good?
My bad.
Hello. 215-908.
215-908. What's good?
I know who that is. Hello.
Yo, what's good?
So, what's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No other than Simon One Punch Card. You know the talk of Philly.
You didn't hear what I just said about you because I was just talking about you.
Oh, was you?
Yeah, I was. I was saying we look good in that picture together, but I would love to do like a photo shoot with you where I'm just like ripping you up and just like got my hand on your neck or pushing your shoulder in between my legs or something like awesome. Because soft, but you got all that and what you hiding underneath the American flag. All right, we ain't going to go there. Okay, we're not going to go there.
Wow.
Well, what's good? Welcome to Philly Shine. Not only was I talking about the pictures, but I was definitely talking about what you were doing in Fashion Week and your clothing line and everything else and warming it up. I got your peoples on the line. Shiz Williams, what's good? You saying you still got Shiz open? Shiz, you there?
Nope, I don't think he there no more.
All right, well, yeah, we lost your cousin. His name, Sean Shiz Williams. He was talking about his T-shirt company in South Philly on Point Breeze.
Okay, yeah. Big shout out to Shiz. What's up, cousin? You know, family affair. You know how we do.
That's
a key stand up.
He definitely was repping South Philly. But we're going to get into this track. And then, like I said, everybody, I'm going to get into talking about Simon One Punch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Car, we only here for a good time. You got that track back, Fly?
Yeah, I got it on deck. You know
Honest Fire featuring Kells. Check it out, y'all. We're going to have some fun tonight.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time.
to the point.
I'm only here for a good time. I'm trying to make that paper that'll last me a lifetime. You bitches mad hating, I don't do much. So watch what happens when I really stunt. You really get annoyed. Wait a second, hold up. Let's get back to the point. I'm here for my own enjoyment. So you should beware, Kels. Little bitches talking shit from a distance. Don't get too close. I'm surrounded by the crowd for the missiles. Ready to blow, ready to blow.
I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. I ain't waiting. Let's get back to the point. I'm needy, borderline greedy. I ain't wasting my time, I'm replacing my dimes with a quarter or I'll rent a Bentley and show and prove how my money's spent. And it's all legit, the way that I do it. I got these bitches like, can you teach me how to do it? They wanna become fluent. I tell them all it's easy, baby. All you gotta do is if they give a fuck and pay me. I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time.
Just gets me in the mood to just have fun. Chicks is in
the
back. You like that joint, Fly? What do you think about that joint, One Punch?
Oh, man, it was love, man. I didn't know you spit like that. That was, you know, real good music, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out to
you. Thank you. I try to have fun and mix it up. I swear I got some stuff brewing. Ooh, y'all don't know what I've been doing.
Wow.
But we're going to get to that later.
Seven, 971 calling in.
Okay, that's AB.
Oh, AD back on deck.
AB, missed all business. You could just open his line. Just open his line. I guess he got disconnected for some reason.
AB, all business. What it do, man?
No, everything's Husky. I'm here. She knows I'm jumping off, taking a phone call, and coming back in.
Yeah, say what's good. I got my interviewer on the line, Mr. One Punch. AD
One
was
Punch.
Definitely bigging you up.
Yeah, actually, One Punch, my youngest daughter was down at the Black and Latino Expo at the convention center when you were boxing in the ring against five people straight without sitting down. While she was modeling on the stage on the across from you. So I was going back and forth. I actually got that video up on my YouTube. You go to youtube.com/MrAllBusiness.
Oh, I got to get that. I got to crack that out. Okay.
Yeah. I got another clip for that.
Yeah, I definitely, earlier I said, boxing takes a bunch of skill. But five people, One Punch.
He saw us. He's
been
witness to it.
Yeah. Yeah, they five people. They was winded, out of breath. And actually, let me tell you what's funny, Fire. One of the guys is a bouncer at a club. I'm not going to say what club it is, but he's a bouncer at a club.
We're going to get him in because I definitely love throwing people under the bus. And every chance I get, I'm like, what did I tell you I was getting beat up by? It's definitely all love, though. One Punch. I mean, you got the name One Punch, but I would say you pack a punches. Packing a lot of punches and bunches. But for this night tonight, I was talking about, like, how, you know what I mean, we have a whole bunch of sexy men and women just like grinding and just doing their thing. And the only reason why I'm saying that is because for myself, I have to remember that I'm sexy, a sexy woman, you know what I mean? Even though I like, you know what I mean, I want to be just treated as equal and all that other stuff. I want to be come across as a professional artist, a professional host, or whatever I'm doing. But I still have to remember that. You know what I mean? That's that extra you put in there. But so on top of you being sexy, you're definitely an entrepreneur. And could you go into your business as your clothing line?
Oh, definitely. You know, besides, you know, me and my boxing, you know, that I'm what I'm known for, you know, I own several companies. You know, one of the companies I own is my own clothing line called Punchline, you know, and that's been, you know, we launched that, like, last year. So it's been real phenomenal. It's been going real well. You know, it's been, you know, some of the pieces been, you know, worn by Cara, you know, from American Top Model, Icy White. It's been in a couple movies. Kay Holiday just asked me to go on his tour, you know, the, you know, Stylist Wardrobe. And I host a lot of other, you know, celebrities. So, you know, we've been getting popping, you know. So I'm blessed.
Definitely, that's what's up. So, as far as like the One Punch clothing line, where can I said earlier on the show I need some patches for the back of my jeans so I can promote like where do we get the things? Like I want a wife beater, I want a baby tee.
Yeah, well I definitely can, you know, put you in that, you know, we wanna get together and do that. You know, that photo shoot, you know, and warm it up for the people, definitely. You know, some of the spots that we had them in is, you know, down in South Street, you know, I had it in pieces on 17th and South, then I had it on 4th and South, you know, a couple boutiques, two boutiques around 4th and South called Flosses. And they sold out as soon as we put them in there, you know, so the people were definitely loving it. You know, like I said, I just got back from Fashion Week. I was off Magic, you know what I mean, in Vegas. So a lot of, you know, buyers, you know, are definitely interested, you know, especially having something new come to the table. So that was exciting in itself because, you know, I mean, I always really, you know what I mean, had a thing for fashion, you know, but a lot of people say, you know, like this crossover appeal, like, you know, oh, man, you know, he boxing and everything, you know, do he have, you know, what it takes to, you know what I mean, to have a run a successful line? Is he putting it together with other people? I'm definitely hands-on on it. And, then, you know, a lot of people are jumping out of the woodworks now with, you know, clothing lines. And no disrespect, man, it's all love, you know, with that. But a lot of people are skeptical now because that's like a new trend. So everybody is, you know, saying, oh, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But actually following through with it, you know what I'm saying? So really going to Fashion Week and going out, you know what I mean, Vegas to see certain things, it really steps your game up because you actually get a chance to see the competitors and see, like, I don't really just want to be known for, like, an urban line, you know what I'm saying? Because it really, you know, it's good to just, you know what I mean, say a line, but they say, what line are you? Are you hip-hop, urban, or, you know what I'm saying? No, it's a couture, it's an upscale, you know what I mean, line. You know, when you say upscale, you competing with, like, Ralph Lauren, you know, the Sean Johns of the world and everything. When you say, like, hip-hop, it's just like, oh, yeah, you know, Rockaway, although Rockaway has made that transition and they change, you know, and, you know what I'm saying, it's like it always supposed to be a growing point, especially with fashion because it's so trendy and different, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a growing point, but it's also another G word that people have to realize that even though you could start from the bottom, you got to have your goal, you know what I mean, where you want to be at. And so that's definitely good. And that's rural rap. You're not competing with these regular everybody else who's starting up. You're competing with the people who are making money. And I say that a lot of times as an artist too. Like people go ahead, and especially in Philly, but it's rain. I swear it's definitely depleting all that. I'm better than you, I'm better than him syndrome. But you are not competing with each other. I'm not competing with my girl Hadonis. I'm trying to make Beyonce money. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely real rap. And to actually be around people who are doing what you want to do is definitely inspirational. So That's what's up. You were able to have those opportunities.
Right. For sure. So, you know, I just been really grinding on that note. And another business that I just started was my own publishing company. So, you know, we got F-Car Publishing, you know what I'm saying? So we got, like, two authors over there, and I got a book coming out, you know. But, you know, I probably won't push, I'm going to push the book back until, like, you know what I mean, the winter months, you know, the coldest winter, you know. Just to get it popping over there. And,
How do you also find time to write a book? And is this fiction or what is the book? What is the book about?
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's an urban fiction about, you know, typical hood, you know, ish. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the things I see, you know, the things I saw, and, you know, I thought I'd put it out there. You know, a lot of people have been really trying to get at me about my life story, but, you know, and we're going to get into that a little later. But, you know, a lot of people have been asking about it, and I just really been like, you know, standoffish. Just like kind of holding back, you know, with the material, you know what I mean, until, you know, the likes of like Oprah or one of them, you know, holler at your boy, you know, and do it like that, you know, henceforth. But anyway, you know, like I could have really just walked into, you know what I mean, a publishing company and got a literary deal. But I just, you know, decided just to say, well, you know what, I'm doing, you know, a lot of other things. Let me just launch my own company. It's about ownership, you know, because I'm too big for a pack B.
Exactly. And then for you to say that, can you elaborate on how you knew to take that route to be a owner, you know what I mean, and not just go underneath somebody else? Tell us, like, what was your inspiration or motivation to do things on your own, or how did you come about it? Like,
oh, well, you know, just a simple street philosophy, you know, the 25 off the 100, you know what I mean, philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, I'm basically really, 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 when you look at ownership, and especially just being a boxer in the industry and you seeing so many things, it's just so much. You know, it's the same, but it's so much different from, you know what I mean, you know, the hip-hop world or anything. But it's similar in a way because, you know what I mean, if, you know, firsthand when you're an artist, you know what I mean, as opposed to like an NR or something, you know what I mean, or a vice president or something, you know, that's just a small totem pole, you know what I mean? Sure, you know, it helps to have talent and to get in the door, but to keep you there, you know what I mean, you got to have something unique. So I realized that early on in the business, and it was like, yo, I just don't really want to be no worker. You know what I'm saying? I want to be someone that opens the door for others, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, to grow a company. So I was just always, you know, drawn by that route, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know, last year, you know, I just really wanted to just really, you know what I'm saying, after I got my Vans, I just wanted to shine. You know what I'm saying? I just really wanted to shine. But then I realized as I grew, you know what I'm saying, in the business, I said, like, yo, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to be just an entertainer no more, you know what I'm saying. My whole philosophy was, you know what I'm saying, I want to be an inspiration, you know what I'm saying. And, you know what I mean, between the two, there's a big difference, you know what I'm saying. Well, yeah, we can entertain, you know what I'm saying, but to be an inspiration, like, wow, you know what I mean, he inspired me, that's a big difference. So that's my new goal, you know what I mean, for, you know what I mean, this year, 2010, you know what I'm saying, and beyond, you know what I'm saying. So, you know, that's what I'm looking to strive for, and that's, you know, that's what I did, you know what I mean, with opening up, you know, Punchline Clothing and, you know what I mean, S.Car, you know what I mean, publishing and, you know, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying. So it's a ball. I'm having, you know, fun with it, you know.
That's what's up. And you was talking about that advance. We're going to get into what you were saying about that, because I gotta switch the topic back to the sexy. And I'm waiting for my other people, Mr. Rated R, to call in. But we're going to get into a song. I know you're going to love it. Still produced by Jay Dunny. I call the song "These Niggas Are Whores."
Uh-oh.
Because
come on.
They talking a lot of stuff. Fly.
Wow.
It's in the TH. So it just says that these niggas are whores, but they call it "I Know That You Love Me." It's Jay Dunny, City Banks, and LBS. Beautiful song. Y'all rock with it. Philly Shine. You got me, Fly?
Yeah.
I can't. Hold up. You said Jay Money?
No, it says, these niggas are whores. That's all it says. I named the songs my own stuff, like. It's in the TH. You see it?
Oh, TH. I'm looking at these.
No, not these. These. I'm being proper. These whores. Niggers are whores. I ain't lying. All right, enjoy it for me, Simon. We're going to get back to the sexy. So we shine, y'all.
Hey, yo, Denny, man, what's up with these niggas, man?
I don't know, man.
They're doing some crazy. They taking these bitches too serious, man. Like,
shit, my bitch. Fuck.
Your homie cracked me up by the second. Yeah, nigga, got your girl in my pool in a swimwear, nigga. All the friends said a dude was a ninja, nigga. Nigga, it's like that. I piss her off for a minute, but she'll be right back. She catch me fucking her sister, no, she won't like that. But when she come back to reality, she gon' bite that. And then I'm right back. Yup. They're putting out the flames, putting up them walls, put your dick in mayonnaise. They be calling up my name like I'm Mr. Vazari. Niggas saying that I changed. I guess the dose has gotten me, but I smashed for Nathan. You smashed for waiting. Had to tell her she was the only girl you dating. I trashed the place where I flashed the bracelet. My conversation, take compensation, yeah.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit.
I gotta make a grand entrance. If you niggas wanna hook, I need a grand interest. Yeah, I know. It's still a lot of swagger jacket, but it's cool. They can't fit my swagger jacket, cause I'm cool. You ain't got the swag to match it. But your chick, she always be calling my flip. She said you can't fuck, you only good for eating it up. Plus you too tough, you always be beating her up. She loves to fuck rough, snitty be beating it up. Niggas hating cause I got money, women and clothes. Two brown phantoms, I call them my cinnamon rolls. And the bitches go crazy when we end up shows. There's no time for waiting, my time is patient. My time is pacing, no time for dating. Four dimes is naked, city banks trying to fuck. And love, I ain't got the time to make it, biatch.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit. Bitches all on my dick. Nigga haters wanna take my chip.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me. I know that you hate me. I'm the shit.
Niggas wanna cheat me, bitches wanna freak me. I'm like God, so them bitches be dying to meet me. That nigga LBZ, fuck niggas, baby Meezy. They ride around the hood looking for me and they Caprice. They hate me cause they baby let me come up in the crib and fuck them in the baby room and let me come up in the crib. It's feeling wider when you fucking her, I'm tearing it apart. Then he bitching and he cried on her, he tearing us apart. Then he get emotional, can't eat or nothing. Up all night, can't sleep or nothing. Calling my phone like, leave my muffin alone. I'm like, chill, homie, we just fucking. No time to wife or just time to pipe or just pop and make a walk. No time to drive or no time for chicks. Just time for brick. I'm pounds, a.k.a. your fucking bitch.
I know that you love me, I know that you love me. I'm the shit. Bitches all on my dick. Nigga haters wanna dip my chin.
This ain't my bitch.
I know that you hate me, I know that you hate me. I'm the shit, bitches all on my bitch. I know the haters wanna take my shit.
But she ain't my bitch.
Definitely love that track. It makes me feel good, but I point them out. They was talking nasty boys. Much love to LBS, Snitty, Dunny. Much love, family. It's all love, all in my heart, inside and out. What you think about that track, AB? I still got AB listening to All Business. Well, they probably clicked over or something.
Yeah.
we will get back to him. But what about you, Simon? Well, One Punch.
Oh, it was good, man. You know what I'm saying? Philly stand up. You know what I'm saying? Hot track. You know, support.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely a hot track.
Right.
But yeah, like I said, I gotta get back to the sexy. And then
come
I guess
on.
Your
right.
body is so crazy. And like I said earlier tonight, like I love USC, but boxing
right.
is my number one sport because I swear it
right,
takes
right.
100% skill. You
sure.
can't do it if you're not a trained professional.
Right.
I've
right.
seen it. Like my son's in boxing. Like he has to.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? He's not ready. He's been in it for, like, 2 years. He's 11 now. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Working out. He hasn't had his fight. First fight, I need him more. I need him more focused.
Okay.
I'm not going
right.
to put my baby in there just yet. But
right.
you go through a lot to keep that body. Like
Yeah. I mean, to keep it right and tight. It's definitely a strong regimen. You definitely got to be here strong. It's definitely not a sport for everybody. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a very lucrative sport. You know what I'm saying? It's a good, you know, it's a tough way to, you know, earn a living, but it's good also. So, you know what I'm saying? It's the gift and the curse because we know, you know, no guts, no glory, and it is a high risk peak. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm all ready for it. So, you know, that's it, you know. And as you can see, you know the you know what I mean the high end of it. You'll see this week. You know what I'm saying because everybody's tuning in talking about the Floyd Mayweather fight in Marquez. So you know what I'm saying. And Floyd happened to be a personal friend of mine. So you know I don't know. I might just fly out there. You know what I mean just to be on the festivities.
I
and,
am.
You know,
definitely.
You know
watching
you know.
It. Floyd is the
right.
boy. Is that
right.
your personal friend? Tell him I
yeah.
love him. That check hook was amazing.
yeah.
That
so,
check hook was so perfect, like, wasn't it? The boy, Ricky Hay, my boy. I love all boxers. I run them down, okay, from all of them. Ricky Hay,
right.
my boy. He was my boy until he started fly. Just like, De La Hoya was my homie till he blah, 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 but whatever.
Right.
Yeah,
but
what
you know, Kevin, we met, you know what I'm saying, at a boxing match, you know what I'm saying? You know, me and Bernard was together, you know what I mean? You came and, you know what I'm saying, and I was rocking that punchline all crazy. And he was like, oh, yeah, who's the boy? You know what I'm saying? You know, it was just so much, you know what I'm saying, of attention span around. But I remember, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, me and you and, you know what I mean, everything, you know, shut down. And so you're like, yo, you know, I got to have you up on my show. And here you are, I mean, talk about that night. I mean, you know, cause I remember it like it was yesterday. But, you know, tell the people, you know, how the chemistry was. I mean, because it was crazy. Maybe it was
No, the chemistry was crazy between you and I. It was crazy. I was single back then. I don't know what would have happened if you
uh-oh,
know whatever. Right.
Yeah.
I was single
yeah.
then.
Okay. Right.
But
wow.
then
uh-huh.
not now. But but definitely it would have been I don't know because. And then it was captured by the lovely, great photographer, Bill Andrews, always
shout
on his grind.
Oh, man, yeah, grinding, man.
Bill.
I mean, he shot the, you know what I mean, all of the line, you know what I'm saying? He shot the whole line, and you know what I'm saying? Bill is always on deck, you know what I'm saying? He's just like, you know, a faithful supporter and a good friend, a personal good friend of mine. So
yeah, mine
shout out
too,
to Bill
yeah.
Andrews. You know what I'm saying? Anybody
yeah.
is looking to do some work.
Bill is my peoples. I can sit on the phone, seriously. But you know what? I don't know. I can sit on the phone with Bill and a handful of others for hours. Me and Bill
right.
have had a five-hour conversation. You know
wow,
what I mean?
That's
just
how
like,
good
that's,
of a duty is. Yeah, I
yeah,
can trust it.
He is. Yeah, he definitely captured it because I was just, like, comfortable. And then, like, Bill was about to take the picture. And I just had to scoot in a little bit more underneath your arm and just pose. Like,
wow.
That's so
yeah.
good. Let's take that picture.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was nice to be next to you and your muscles and stuff like that. I ain't going to
I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? And this week, I mean, the craziest thing about it is, and this week, they captured, you know what I'm saying, me And it wasn't me. It was the fans actually, you know, voting on it. You know, I'm in this week's Hip Hop Weekly, you know what I mean, with Chris Brown on the cover. And they voted me the most sexiest man on the web, on the internet. So I'm like, wow.
Woo!
And,
it's that picture with that flag, ain't it?
Wow, you know, God bless America. I think, you know, I mean, that, you know, photo shoot was phenomenal. Everybody, you know, I've gotten so many, you know, questions about that flag. I mean, you know, talk about it. I just thought it was just something tricky and different, you know, and I just think that was just the right time at the right moment, you know what I'm saying? So I recaptured, you
they
know, all
the,
yeah, we call that the twin tower. Yeah. We call that, you know what I'm saying, the twin towers, you know what I mean, Statue of Liberty all in one. You know what I'm saying? I was just like trying to recapture.
That door was like the Declaration of Independence. Take
right.
that towel off and wave it in the air. That's what I want to say to that picture.
Yeah.
It would be crazy on some Triple X stuff. I don't care. My mind goes there. If you just had taken, you know, whoosh, like shake the flag out and just start flapping in the air and letting it go.
Wow.
All right. But listen, the only, and another reason why I'm bigging you up is just like strictly for promo. You and I were talking earlier because I'm always doing events at Mill Creek Tavern, and I want to give back to the ladies or give you to a special lady. We're talking about having you either. We're going to have the women come through. Y'all got to support the line, okay?
Gotcha.
Support the One Punch clothing line. Support Philly Shine.
Punchline.
And you're
punchline.
Definitely, yeah, punchline. Support that. And then if you do that, you might get rubbed on by Mr. One Punch. Or you might even get, we might even take it further and get a date. We're going to work out the kinks, but ladies.
Yeah, we're going to work it out. We're going to work it out.
Kinks are gonna be worked out. It's gonna get, it might get kinky, but we're gonna work the kinks out, and we're gonna find out when we go ahead. You do it, Mister. Oh man, Mister. I love it. Much love to you, and I definitely gotta give much love to the music that I got, and also Fly. Do we have any other callers? I'm gonna get into you again because I want to elaborate on your boxing career because you would say. Would you say that's the most lucrative thing that you're
it
in
is.
Right now?
It is. You know what I mean?
So we
got taking a little hit from the NS, you know, UFC, but, you know, it is right now. We still in the front runner, you know. So.
All right. That's what's up. We got to give love to what's on your top, what's your breadwinner, and how you went about that, definitely, because I'm sure a lot of people want to get to know more about that route for you. It's you said it would be too. You said it would be too much, but everybody gonna love this. I know it. I'm gonna find out who was the other caller. Fly.
856-813.
Okay, another thorough motherfucker. What's good? Welcome, my boy Charlie Hustle.
What up? What it is? What's good?
Chilling.
What
I'm seeing here, my co-host Fly from ATL. Holding it down. We got me representing Philly. One Punch representing
his
own conglomerate with himself. We're talking about a conglomerate. He has it on his own stuff. He's holding the umbrella himself. Get him. But this is another go-getter, hustler, groundbreaker squad, right?
Groundbreaker squad, GBS, Team Fresh.
GBS. We're going to get into some music. Groundbreaker Squad is definitely in a rotation. You know what I'm saying? But first, I got to get into, we're going to have a double play, and then we're going to get into Mr. One Punch lucrativeness, and then we're going to let him go and do whatever he wants. I'm going to take the show somewhere else. I'm going to get a little freakier tonight because I want to. But
Oh, man. That's what we talking about.
Yeah.
What you talking about, Fly? What we talking about? But y'all gotta check out this mix. I'ma do my baby, Lou Ryder. Everybody knows he's singing on my answer machine. That is my honey, and he can dance and he can sing. And he got a song called "I Just Wanna Fuck." and then we're going to get into the track from the GBS, the best. I think that that matches. You want to fuck the best. So, okay. I mean, I fucks with it. I like the cohesion. It comes together. But you'll find the track fly. Lou Rider is Lou Rider with like two T's or something. That would be L-O-U, Lou. This is I Just Wanna Fuck. That's when you hear the ass go.
Well, not like that. That was my hands, but y'all know.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that song, Mr. One Punch? We're going to get into the GBS now, my double play for the night.
Fuck that. Niggas about to make me get my spaz on this shit. Yo,
hey yo, K to the L to the I, nigga, hold up. B to the E to the A, nigga, show love. S T, yes T, better than he ever was. Freshly dressed to impress, cause just me. Still on my grind, never fell off. I'm just feeling me and my squad never felt soft. I've been going hard, ball like full court and been touched down while you was being a full sport. Burst in the belly when the air was kind of smelly, grown at an early age, wasn't nothing that you can tell me. Trying to get dollars, just eating enough to fill a belly. Trying to build a foundation, enough to raise a building. So fuck how you feeling, and that's just that said. I'm trying to revive something that was claimed dead. Well, there's no need to fear, the beat is there. Don't look to the sky, my nigga, just stand clear.
Yeah. They say I'm shining for them, I should go diamond for them. I said I hustle for it, so they should love me for it. My people shouting for me, they say it loudly for me. I'm pounding on my chest, they say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best, the best, the best.
Yo, they call me, yo, El Clasico, the classic flow. Hate on me, playboy, I get the cash and go. I'm the best to never do it, cause I'm victimly influenced by the streets. So the realness keep on riding to the beat. I'm a monster on this beat, so I'm a killer in the seat. Baby, chill and let it be. I'm the realest, can't you see? CMD will never see another nigga like this. Don't wanna be the best, but I can't help it, it's the risk. Every time I write, my grind be the light. Extreme hustle, jumping hurdles like I'm white. Niggas mad cause I'm bright, they ain't never gonna make it. That's why I hate niggas, just like a race. Your flow is basement, my shit is added. My music's a drug, you niggas is added. So smoke this shit up, do the glass in your mattress. I'm a born hustler, the best you bastards.
Yeah, they say I'm shining for them, I should go diamond for them. I said I hustle for it, so they should love me for it. My people shouting for me, they say it loudly for me. I'm pounding on my chest, they say I'm one of the best, the best, the best. They say I'm one of the best.
You know how it ends that crazy. You see that, Charlie? I don't know what that means.
What happened?
I don't know. It's just how the song stops, but it's okay because it's one of the best, the best, the best.
They were snapping,
too. Huh?
I said they were snapping, too, man.
Yeah, wasn't it? Definitely going in. Definitely going in on my boy, my baby, Mr. Lou Rida. Doing his thing, talking about he just want to fuck. But he was talking to me, ladies, so fuck
y'all.
Uh-oh, wow. I just want to say fuck y'all. So you know I'm joking.
He's definitely going in tonight. Yeah, definitely going in tonight.
Oh, I like, I love for my baby. What do you think about that song, Mr. One Punch, that I just want to fuck y'all first?
Real wild. Straight to the point, though. I like his style. Super smooth.
Yeah. It was smooth, though. Yeah, you can't just be like, yo, bitch, I want to fuck. You got to be like, let me be the
Yeah,
definitely. And then my boy, Charlie Hustle, they went in. That sounds like some theme music. Could you box? Could you walk to get ready to walk up to the ring to that song?
Yeah, I can walk in the ring or anything. Yeah, you know, definitely. You know, I get busy. So when I go in hard. So, you know, put some hot music together, and I represent it, you know.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to have some stuff. I'll make a song where all the ladies going to scream. Ain't nobody going to hear nothing else, but ladies going, ah, yes, I see that part. Break you down. I'm going to break you down. Say no. We're going to go in, like I said, we're going to go in, talk about your boxing career. And then also, I know you probably got your own YouTube channel. Could you tell us what that might be so I can make it my favorite?
What's that, One Punch TV? You know what I mean? Just, you know what I mean? Look up One Punch Car, Osama One Punch Car. It's probably about, like, 6-7 videos on it. You know what I'm saying? A heavy rotation. You know what I'm saying? I haven't even really checked it. It's just so many kids run up to me and they're like, man, I saw you on YouTube. So, you know, I appreciate that. It's like One Punch Car or One Punch TV or Simon One Punch Car. So, you know.
Okay.
Then I'm all,
and
you
then,
know, Facebook and crazy. You know what I mean? Under Simon Car. And then, you know what I mean? MySpace. www.myspace.
That's what's up. And then I would also love to welcome you into the X Squad DJs, which is the company that I work with, my company also, and I'm a part of it. I'm a part of the board. And we would love to promote you on all our websites, through all our email blasts and everything else. I'm extending that to you, babe. Like, you are so... And yeah, because we gonna scratch each other's back. I'm going to scratch your back.
Uh-oh.
You might rub on my back. I don't want to be scratched.
Wow. I know.
All right.
Huh? I definitely appreciate it.
But yeah, let's talk about boxing. And do you have your own, your promo company?
Yeah.
Like, tell us about boxing.
Like, I just really, you know what I mean, like, basically, you know what I mean, really, like, stepped into the sport. I've been doing it since I was 12, so this is something I do with my eyes closed, you know what I'm saying? Then I stepped away from the sport for a minute, you know what I mean, probably about, like, a decade, because, you know what I mean, unfortunate incident, you know, I was locked up, then I came home, and, you know what I'm saying, jumped right back in it, you know, like, I never left. You know, and they dubbed me as the most talked about fighter, you know what I'm saying, of the sport, you know what I'm saying, you know, on the East Coast. So I appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying, and just been keeping it going, you know. But, you know what I'm saying, like, this game is just almost like, you know what I mean, the rap game. And the rap game is like the crack game, and, you know what I'm saying, you know, you got your pros and your cons, so you just got to, you know, weigh it right, you know what I'm saying. I just have to be really, you know, a businessman about mine. So, you know, I studied it with the philosophy of that. You know what I'm saying? It's just like art, man. You know what I mean? You know, you talked about it earlier, you know, in terms of going in. And, you know, it's not just about making music. It's about having a goal. You know what I'm saying? And you talked about your little one. So you got, you know what I'm saying, you know, ones that inspire to be like you or mouths to feed. So you definitely got to be, you know, a woman about yours and get your grown woman on, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know what I'm saying, you know, you inspire me, and, you know what I'm saying, and you make me do what I do best, because, you know what I'm saying, you could just be rapping, you know what I mean, and dropping tracks, but no, you got your own radio show, so that's commendable. So, you know what I mean, and you breaking new artists and new talent. So basically what you're doing is only an extension of what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying, in this game, and we must keep doing that, you know what I'm saying. It's about empowerment, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, why can't, you know, we have the whole, you know, enchilada, you know what I'm saying. I want the whole cake, not the half, so I'm just really trying to get it, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I'm just really not going to allow no soup to tell me, you know what I'm saying, my talent just ain't, you know, good enough. And they will. They'll try you if you let them, you know what I'm saying. You know, like, oh, we're just not really feeling this, that, and the third, but they're not even really out there in the struggle. And they just, you know what I mean, they've never done what you've done before. So you know what I mean, you got to just basically demonstrate, you know what I'm saying, like, yo, you know, everybody talking about, like, you know, the recession, and, you know what I mean, how it was hard, you know what I mean, get a job. Just, you know what I mean, the answer to all that is to simply create one, you know what I mean, then you'll never, you know, be without. So that's my philosophy to anybody that want to get on, you know.
On some real
real shit. A lot of people try to make it seem like that we're so separate. But I just got goosebumps. What you just said, create one, is what we've been saying all week. If you want to do something, you have to create it. You got to make it. You know what I'm saying? Even if, and then don't get discouraged, too, because you don't always have all that you need right away. No one knows it all. So you can do more research. You know what I'm saying? You can have more experience and then have a better album. You can go and talk to more professionals who are doing things on a higher level and learn more. You know what I'm saying? So definitely it's no such thing as roadblocks. You keep going. And I'm the type of girl, big ups to Tyra Banks. You know what I mean? She was the baddest supermodel ever. And then she went into her own TV show, and now she just won an Emmy for her own talk show. You know what I'm saying? So why not grind it out now? I want to relax when I'm 39. Like, I don't want to do nothing. I ain't doing shit.
Grind it now. About Tyra, you know what I'm saying? It's funny you should say that about Tyra, because she tested the market herself. A lot of people forgot that she tried to come out with an album. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought, to, you know what I mean, forgot. She tried to, you know what I mean, come out, you know what I mean, with an album. She tried to do the modeling. She tried to do the acting for a minute. It just didn't work out for her, but you had to find where you place. She simply created a job, American Top Models, that took off, now her Tyra Banks show. So she is a testament of, you know what I mean, like trying, and
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, you know, to it work, to it pop. Jay's another one, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I don't really
mm-hmm.
even, like, you know, I look at, like, everybody asks me, like, yo, who's a big inspiration to you? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, look, man, for real, I look at, like, Jay, you know what I'm saying, and Russell, and I don't even look at, like, yo, on the boxing world. It's just like, yo, man, Jay said it best, like, yo, man, change clothes. And that's a mindset as well. Business, you know what I'm saying? You changing over. It's a transition, you know what I'm saying?
Change clothes definitely changed my life. Because you're right, that whole concept should be placed to, I'm be new. And then if other people, as they know my events, because I also throw parties monthly at Mill Creek Tavern, I'm changing my clothes like 3 or 4 times. If somebody wants me to host an event for them, I'm changing my clothes. I'm being fresh. I'm coming through different. You know what I'm saying? So you are so right. I don't. You can't just give them one thing because you never know. If it's in your parameters, don't overwhelm yourself and put the world on your shoulder and get stressed out, lose your hair, and invest in the stock market. I'm not saying do all that. You said what?
You got a 770 karma.
Oh, that's Mr. CEO. You have to meet the CEO of the company, X Squad DJs. Demel 770, welcome, Mr. CEO, baby.
I'm looking forward. Nothing behind me. You know, haters just trying to rewind us. X Squad niggas, they can't even find us. I'm at the tall with the table with the great. What's up?
All right. What's good, Mr. Heavy Spitter? Tonight I know you see my default on Facebook picture.
I thought you was going to take over mine.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to take over yours. But I'm talking about the picture that I have with my guest for the night, who I've been interviewing and getting to know, Mr. Simon One Punch Carr,
I don't be on Facebook.
Oh, okay,
I don't be on Facebook. They be spying on me. That's too much information.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. You going in.
He calling me and asking me, were you on Facebook? No. That was Onyx Fire. So I throw it back at you.
I definitely run your page. I thought you might have checked it out or whatever. But just my people, Simon, One Punch Carr. He's a boxer, definitely an entrepreneur. He has his own clothing line. He's definitely getting ready to start he has his own publishing company, getting ready to release his own book and getting ready to release other people's books.
And I told him, I was like, we don't have a boxer that we're promoting with the X Squad DJs. And this guy is undefeated.
I'll put you up. I'll be like the first X Squad DJ boxer. I'll put you up tomorrow.
Yo, you hear that, Simon? You up tomorrow.
I'm a businessman. And now I'm eating up these streets right now in Atlanta. You might as well just send me a shirt or a sock or something. I'll wear the sock and put on my head.
God,
it's going down. Honest.
He's also voted as the sexiest man on the internet on Hip Hop Weekly magazine with Chris Brown on the cover. Killing the game.
Hey, Anna.
Yes,
Demel. I was sitting at the table with all the big DJ squads tonight. You hear me?
You was? Representing X Squad?
My name just gone all through the building. Gorilla Zone giving me that. You know what I'm saying? It's just was on Twitter saying Wingo gonna come through. Wingo came through, you know, on the Twitter, so that made me look good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to Wingo from Jagged Edge. I love that, the fact I got to interview him and get to know him and him.
They in Philly?
I'm in ATL, man. I gotta be to work. Check this out, homie. I gotta be to work at 5. Some girls keep calling me. They lost. They just came all to Tennessee from Tennessee just to get an autograph, homie.
Wow.
But you know what, Demel? Just like AB said, you grinding. We had the big call with Wyclef last Thursday. You know what I mean? We got Ace Hood coming up this Thursday. Shout out to Rap Star Promo. We getting it in, and what we're doing is not going to go unnoticed, and we don't want it to. So, and then I just say let's keep adding. I got Fly on. He's my co-host for tonight.
Who?
Fly. Mr. ATL Fly, my high Fly.
Oh, okay. I was about to say the DC Fly, it ain't going to work. He ain't going to do it right.
Yeah, nah, we ain't got his pea brain on it. But this is I'll be
cussing and fussing. Hey, Fly. Man, you know, Tony Neal was in the building, TJ, DJ in the building. You know what I'm saying? Tony Neal dapping me up like 6 times and shit, told me to hang out with him Thursday night. We hanging, Fly. We hanging.
Okay.
We hanging with the core DJ president.
That's what's up. And hopefully I'm going to bring more people to the shine through you, and I love that I get to do it. And I was definitely fortunate to talk to Warren G last week. That was hot. What?
And all that hating that Stunner Man did, talking about his song playing the ATL, they talking about that thing garbage.
Stunner Man was hating?
Now, check this out. Now I call Sean.
What was Stunner Man hating? What happened?
Listen, now I got both of Blue Rider's song is on Stunner Man. They split the CD. Cam Cutter called and told them, man, you better take Lou off that CD with Stunner Man.
Wow, yeah, we gotta talk about that private, cause I've had Stunner Man on my show, and I want to know what's up, and I throw niggas under the bus if they acting up. But I'm trying to get back to my star tonight, and you know what, we running low on time, so I just want to just reiterate the sexiness and the entrepreneurialness and just the bangingness and the Philly in my boy One Punch. Like, Philly is something in the water. We got it. And thank you so much, Mr. One Punch, for taking the time out to come to my show. This was your show too tonight, and definitely more to come. And like I said, my party, October 4th, is Net Worth. First Sunday's party, your network. Tom and Carr will be on a flyer. I'm going to put him, I don't know what part I'm going to put on here. Pick out some parts. Pick some parts.
Well, I'll send it to you. We definitely want to get it hot and popping. So I definitely be wanted that. You know, thanks for having me. You know, I got to go back. You know, they're keeping it fresh. You know, and keeping it right and keeping it tight. So thanks for having me. Let's get it done. I'll let your boy, and I'll be back up on the show soon.
Yeah, all right, no doubt. Yeah, we're back on Thursday night, and then I'm going to have a special female edition. It's Friday with the girl Mysterious. You know what I mean? She was on the Making of the Band show. She has a track with Puff Daddy. She has a track with Jay-Z. She has, you know what I mean, things she's doing for herself. And for real, I'm trying to organize the puzzle pieces that is female rap artists. Like my girl Hadana said, we're not the same. You know what I mean? We're not all just talking about sucking dick and Jimmy Choo shoes. You know what I mean? We're not doing it. Not everybody is doing it. So we could have a female type of Jay-Z. We could have a female type of Lil Wayne, a female type of Fat Joe. You know what I mean? We got all these. We got Kanye, Lupe, Common, all of them eating at once. But what? Why don't we have a bunch of feet? We're going to get it started. But big shout out to my boy, the man, calling in, Jamel. I'm going to talk to you, man. You got to talk ASAP, like Susie, hang up. Big ups to Fly, holding it down. Fly, give out your information and give out your phone number one more time for everybody so they can know what you're doing in ATL.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can check me out on myspace.com/MileHighFly. You know what I mean? I got the links to Facebook and everything on there. And everything directly linked up to Twitter and all that. You know what I'm saying? For real. And you know my phone number? You know my phone number is 404-441-1924. You know what I'm saying?
404-441. We got to get the area code. People going to be calling you from, you know what I mean. Definitely check us out. Big up.
441-1924. Everybody know ATL area code 401. ATL 8 times down to go down. You know what I'm talking about? Bow.
Ah, I love it. Bow. Big ups to Jay Dunning Productions, City Bank, LBS. Lou, my baby, Ryder, and his song, I Just Wanna Fuck. And we actually gonna close the show out with a couple of tracks. I'ma play another song by my boy Lou Ryder. It's called Get It. You know what I mean? Get Up On It. And then we're gonna get into the track for my boy Looney Tunes. You know he opened up the show on Tuesday with Powerful Draws. And he definitely got a song called Get It. So I like to keep the cohesion when I'm doing the double plays. So it's in the G's, Mr. Fly. Get Up On It, Lou Ryder.
Young girl.
Thank you, Juan Pan. Thank you, AZ.
Hey, I'm going to get that. Believe me.
I ain't trying to brag, but I'ma take it from him. You see, my confidence is part of my persona. My country swagger like, sugar body type. I'll give you everything that you wanna. You're the classy type and see some world reserve. Don't make you realize you don't deserve. You first choice of better life, second to fuss and fight. Just tell me how you like it and how it my name's the writer. It's nice to meet you. I leave your friends acting jealous and the fellas. They gon' be hating, cause now you're taking. We gon' leave with taste in their mouth and all I'm saying. Try to tell her, so I just met her. I'm gonna get her. I'm gonna take it to my room and give it to ya.
Show a man like me.
First I'm gonna talk to ya, before I do ya.
my bed and take my time with ya. Only takes about an hour. He won't know I hit it. Let me say it one more time. He won't know I hit it. See, I'm a bad boy, and you never take him home. By the time he walks through the door, I'll be gone, gone.
The show, I got my peoples, my co-host, Mr. Mile High Fly.
Stay fly, stay high, stay red eye.
He's going to give us a little poultry for the soul. Go ahead, go in, baby. Show off.
All right, check it out, right? I'm going to do this poem, you know what I'm saying? See, you know, switch up the whole vibe, right? You know what I'm saying? You may want to do some more smooth shit, right? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, do what you want to do. We'll make it blend. Like, it gets blended in. If it's one thing I could do, is blend.
Call me the blender. It's like, no, go ahead, baby.
Hey, that's what's up, though. For real. I mean, fine, but check it out. I'm going to do the poem called Get Rich or Get Free. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all in the state of mind frame. That's what I'll start out at. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah. Money can't buy you freedom, though. You know what I'm saying? For real. But everybody risking their lives, you know what I'm saying, for material shit that can be replaced, you know what I'm saying? But it don't be free. You just be enslaved to most shackles. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. So film, get rich or get free. Since the birth of this nation, I've been condemned, cursed. The pigmentation of my skin has been labeled as sin. Since birth, civil demonstrations, peaceful marches, screams, reparations sparked off by violent protests. No struggle, no progress. It seems we have tried everything, so
when do we start retaliating with vengeance and stop turning the other cheek? Get rich or die trying. No, let's get free. Our cities have been plagued with disease. They hanged us from trees and chained us as beasts. Shackles snapped around feet. We traveled across seas to be beat by police. They trained us to believe that black is the source for all negativity, but yet life's beautiful spectrum of light was birthed in the darkness. They continue to keep mystery. If prosperity is really a promise, then where's the 4 acres in the middle that's promised to me? You see, I'm the cat in the hat, dressed in all black, strapped, ready to pounce and attack. Sick and tired of eating green eggs and ham. Devouring spam like orange no derb. So you can tell Dr. Seuss, I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas. The statistics in prison is proof that I live by my word. Kick to the curb. When you spit on me, you spit on the earth. Lady Liberty passes laws with a flame for a torch. My future is scorched. My past is tucked in the purse. Prophetized off my plight, but she says that I'm worse. Blood shed on our terrorist instance. Our children lay in the hearse. A loss of innocence. So why sugarcoat this sweet, bitter taste of our existence? Or our worse than this so-called land of milk and honey that we dwell in? Lost in bewilderment, television, confusing our children. A luminous and illusionist made the heaven a hell in while we continue to inhale in the lies, smoke screens, and bullshit. They're never not wise, we continue to take ties to the pool pit. They hang on the wall as employee of the month. She come home after work, dusting and cussing. I still got to put up with her bullshit, or she got to put up with mine. Bella, my dollars ain't out of jail because I still keep resort to the life of crime. Stuck below the bottom rungs of the corporate ladder, could have beat wigs from top, don't want me to climb, don't want me to fly, but I'm going to stay fly, because my potential surpasses the sky. You want to know why? Because my third eye says I can. 2007 stuff in this joke, nigga, can be defined as a Mexican. My privilege, next to kin, brown skin, slavery for ends. Pablo pushes work across the border, so Tyrone could push work in the bins. The true meaning of friends in this crooked society built on sin. The Kennedys got rich on 10. None of pretend to be law-abiding citizens after enacting and passing laws of prohibition. And no, I ain't bitching, but I still carry scars from lynchings. Weed and alcohol addiction sometimes inhibit my decisions. Playing PlayStation or my homeboys cooking chickens in the kitchen. Slipping, watching Scarface. And the next thing I know, my front door's being kicked in. Busted with cars full of ammunition and pills with unknown descriptions. All because the glorious lifestyle we continue to keep living. The definition of ambitions of young ghetto children out there trying to get it. Thug motivation, get rich or get free. Which one of is your mission?
Go ahead. I don't got to blend that in. Y'all motherfuckers heard that shit. Go in. What is the title of that?
Get rich or get free.
Woo! Woo! Go ahead. You were so thorough in that poem. I can go in on that poem. I'ma get back to it. I got to study that joint. That was so prolific. It was so banging. Oh my gosh.
I'm glad you can appreciate it for real, you know what I'm saying?
I need to get one of the random applause sound effects, George. I got to get my sound effect game up. I'm going to go holler at Golden Girl who be holding down Philly for the whip. I got a whip. I wonder if it'll make the noise. Let me see. You don't know. You don't know nothing about what I got in this house. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Listen to that. Ooh.
Damn.
You heard that pop? That was like a pop. That felt like a top a little bit. It did the pop a little bit. Hold up, wait a minute. Hold up. Like a topper. Much love. We going in. We gonna come back with some. We gotta come back with some sound effects. I'll probably make up some myself. We gonna get some screams, some all that. We got.
A little drum
Yeah, we gotta get the drums. Yeah, cause shout out to my boy DJ Velmec. It's our party October 4th. That is my partner, my everything. I love him. He is such an awesome man, ladies. Treat him right, or I'll fuck you up. But we're going in on October 4th, Mill Creek Tavern. Yeah, I curse, but we have a good time. This is Philly Shine, a place where adults can definitely get it in, show off, connect, network, follow up, and your net worth. Party October 1st, first Sunday. We getting it in. Special guests from all the upcoming movies in Philly. Concealed Habitat and my boy Young Money just finished up something, so we're going to go in about him too. Peace out to everybody. Thank you, Fly. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow.
Shout out to Penn State. Kevin Newsom, quarterback, Penn State. You know what I'm saying?
X-Squad DJ, Rapstar Promo, Big Image. My boy DJ Sinbad. DJ Sinbad. Shout out to the management, Phil. Essential You. Go ahead. We going in, y'all. Essential You. I wanted to be with y'all tonight, but I had a crazy – I couldn't even go to my pole dancing class today. I was upset.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I swear I was like a block away, and I got called back home. Like, it was sad, but whatever. The show's over. You know what? We're going to close the show out with one more song, and I think I want to do my join. I don't know. I'm trying to think. You know what? I think I'm gonna go with "Hold Me Down." It just says "Hold Me Down." It's the song by Honest Fire.
Hold me down.
Mhm. And you could close it out after you press the button and close the screen. And we're gonna get it in. Produced by Jay Dunny. Honest Fire. Let's go. Much love to Fly. Get rich, keep trying, baby. I love it. I'm going to gain and raise the stakes. The higher the better. I'm hands on and working the lever. I get weight and it's easy to measure. You feel my comfort of pleasure. Send them to hell and revisit from pleasure. I won't quit and I challenge whoever. Come on, who wanna test? I get a rush if you say it's whatever. I won't rush and I do something clever. Then you try to do better. I delete it like your life is an error. And this my way forever. Keep it the same as it was. Paying all my dues, yeah, I does. Let me explain to you, cuz you need to be approved by the club. Through the interest if I win, exit if I shrug. Y'all assholes hike your pants to deal with a flood. I'm on boat with my people, then we ride in a tug. I stay afloat, let you linger in the salt with the slug. Then the team will get scrubbed, don't say it cannot be touched. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Down to business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these righteous niggas, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Down to business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these righteous niggas, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. My days are never wasted, they always invested. It's something that has got my eye and I'm impressed. When the sure thing is moving right along and such. Ejecting all the weak links that stuck in a rut. Listen, you will not leave any message. I make sure, clean in my presence. I will get meaning and pleasant and I don't give out suggestions. Just change the direction, niggas that cross me. Fall in succession, my shoulder don't need brushing. I'm watching over it all. I don't like niggas acting like brawls. A brawl's what I want, lying the hypocrite. I do have my flaws. And I do like shopping for spring, and I like shopping for fall. I laugh cause there's no problem too small. I'm alive so I still have cause. I'm not through, not at all. I'm making moves, building up tall, making my laws. I hibernate in the crib and I sharpen my claws. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Stand the business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these racist niggas, leave me alone. Just observe cause I'm holding my own. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Stand the business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these racist.
get credit first and then I supply. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Down to business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these righteous niggas, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. You can't hold me down, I'm holding my own always. Down to business when it's time to perform. Staying clear for these righteous niggas, leave me alone. Just observe, cause I'm holding my own. The better I'm hands on and gripping the leather. I get weight and it's easy to measure. You feel my comfort of pleasure. Send them to hell, a revision from pleasure. Much love to everybody. Like this. Shout out to the, we got that call of 404-397. You there?
She killed
it.
404-397.
Hello? Maybe they hung up. That's you, Fly, saying hello?
No.
Who they saying hello? Welcome to Philly Shine. Hello, hello. 404-397. This is cool. Would you like that song, Fly?
Yeah, I like that. You know what I'm saying? You going hard on that. Real good.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I like that joint. I like that joint. I love the third verse. I feel like that joint just like, don't play with me.
No, I didn't know you were coming with it like that, man, for real.
Yo, I got other stuff. You don't even know, man. I said, for the third verse, I'm going to just do it one more time, and I'm hanging up. I said, I'm the type of class that'll stay up, never missing a deadline, fast forward, fast in 2.5, a hustle to make this an easy grind, ignore the pussy's whine, I always work, I just want to get mine, smoking mirrors help me walk a straight line, I'm left with free time, I takes my sweet time, why y'all squeeze time, consistent, I'm pressing rewind, see the same thing all the time, gets better and better every time, some say I need a sign, word of mouth advertised, the products are good and worth every dime, and now you know why. The eyes is fine, I need nobody. I cross on my T's and the dotted each eye. Was able to sneak what I need out the side. You get confused trying to read from my eyes. You disagree with a sigh. I break bread when you help make the pies. I can't play the fool with niggas. I get credit first and then I supply. Let's go. Good night, Felicia. Good night, Fly. Good night, other caller listening in on a sneak.
Yeah,
I might play on their phone later. I feel like playing on people's phone. It's like, no, I ain't gonna do that. Much love, everybody. All right. We'll be back Thursday, 11 p.m. Check out the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/honestfire, HONESTPHIRE. Check out my boy, My High Fly, MySpace. Get all his connections, Twitter, MySpace.
Yeah.
You find us. Peace, babies.
Peace.